We're all familiar with fingerprint scanning or voice recognition to unlock phones. But imagine having a mini laser built onto a contact lens to confirm your identity. Scientists from the University of St Andrews have created ultra-thin lasers from flexible materials that can stick onto banknotes and contact lenses and be used as wearable security tags. Izzy Clark spoke to Malte Garter to find out more.
A laser is a device that produces a very special type of light. It generally comprises of three main components. The most important component is a so-called gain medium, which is a material that can literally photocopy the particles of which light is made, the so-called photons. And then the second component is a resonator. That's a structure that confines the light within the gain medium for a long enough time for the photocopying process to work. And then the third component we need is a source of energy that drives the gain medium, that drives our photocopying machine so that the laser can operate. Our laser, like all lasers, comprises of these three components, but we've literally stripped it down. In particular, we have removed the rigid substrate, which is a structure onto which normally the laser is bound or confined. So we end up with just an ultra-thin film that's less than a thousandth of a millimeter thick, which contains the gain material and the resonator structure to confine the light.
So basically, this is an incredibly thin laser.
Yes, correct. Incredibly thin, approaching the ultimate weight limit of a laser.
So how do you make these?
So like all other lasers, we start by having a planar sheet of glass or silicon wafer, which we call the substrate, and then we produce our laser on top. But the trick here really is that we initially put down what we call a sacrificial layer, which is a layer of a material that can later on be dissolved away, so that then the laser that has been built on the substrate detaches from the substrate, and then we have our laser membrane, our sticker that we can put on other things.
In my mind, I'm sort of imagining like one of those just transfer tattoos.
It's a little bit like that, I guess. This is the first time someone mentioned this, but it's a little bit like that, I agree.
And so why would we need something like this?
So we have a number of applications in mind. Most importantly, because the laser is so thin and because it's mechanically flexible, we can now take the laser membrane and stick it onto a variety of different objects. And this then allows applications, for example, in authentication control, where we can use the laser to tell us whether an object is real or fake.
Okay, so like what?
So our lasers are extremely efficient in turning energy into laser light, which means they can produce laser light, but very low intensity laser light. So low that it's safe to produce it in your own eye. So one of the most important things, of course, to verify sometimes is the human being itself, is the person who they claim to be. We have put our lasers on contact lenses that a person can then wear, and essentially they then start shoot a little laser beam out of their eye, very much like Superman does. But we don't use this as a weapon, but we really just use it as an authentication device.
So how does that authentication work? How is it that by looking at a little beam from one of these flexible lasers, that then gives enough information to say, okay, yes, this is the real deal, continue as you want?
So lasers emit light of a very specific color, or we also say of a very specific wavelength. And we can measure the wavelengths of the light that's being emitted. And in our membrane lasers, that becomes a unique feature of each laser or each set of laser devices that we make. And we can increase complexity a little bit here and combine several lasers on one contact lens, each of them having a slightly different wavelength. And then this becomes what we call a laser barcode or an optical barcode that really uniquely identifies one contact lens, one laser membrane, and then also the person wearing it.
Not sure I'd enjoy a laser in my eye, but real-world Superman laser vision could be fun. That was Malte Garter from St Andrews University, and that study was published in Nature Communications.